Hello, my friend. I want to tell you about a brand new podcast called My Body Odyssey on the rewards and challenges of an active lifestyle. You'll listen in to the wellness journeys of ordinary people facing exceptional challenges during extraordinary times. Stories of everyday athletes who manage recurrent injuries, diabetes, or postpartum depression, with insight input into every episode from doctors and other wellness experts. Just search My Body Odyssey on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now, and visit mybodyodyssey.com. Why is it so hard for us as human beings to focus on what's right in front of us? And how can mindfulness help? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. Imagine you're trying to watch a movie and you've accidentally switched the director's commentary on and you don't know how to switch it off. Rose is asking Jack to draw like one of his French girls, but you can't hear that because James Cameron is going on and on about the iceberg in the next scene and the CGI used in the last scene. You're trying to concentrate, but you can't. The judgment of what's happening on screen, the talk about the past and the future, is distracting you from enjoying the substance, the reality, the here and now. And our minds are like that too. It's difficult for us to be in the present moment because we're being pulled out of it so often by our mind. We have regrets from the past, we have worries about the future, and it's not just you, we all do. Mindfulness is simply the practice of being present with our experience here and now, making the active choice to focus your awareness on what's happening to you without judging that experience, without reacting to it, and without being swept away by how we feel. Now that's easier said than done. The reason why we call it a practice is because it takes practice, but it doesn't take much practice. Doing it for a few minutes a day for a month will make a noticeable, measurable difference. And what is that difference? Well, you've heard me and others say, you know, a calmer, happier life 100 times. So I'll try and make it a bit more tangible. Let's say you're feeling stressed, you had a bad day at work, and your partner says something innocent that you take exception to. Mindfulness is the difference between reacting by saying something tetchy that you regret and choosing to breathe for a few seconds where you notice that you're stressed. You notice your reaction to what they said, and you choose to say something else, or find out what they intended, or not speak at all. Mindfulness is not just a way to reduce stress after the fact, though. It allows you to reduce the impact that stressful situations have on you as they're happening. More than that, it helps you to understand yourself and why you experience difficult emotions in a particular situation. And taking an even bigger step back, it can help you to make choices in structuring your life that cultivate calmness and happiness. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in the next few weeks, and techniques that you can use to practice mindfulness every day, formally and informally. But for now, it's enough to hold in your awareness that all you have to do to live a calmer, happier life is to spend more time in the present moment. And it works. There's a strong evidence base. But I know from the book that I'm reading, which is Made to Stick, which is linked to in the description, a fantastic book. I know from reading that book that telling a story is more impactful than statistics. So here's my story. Anxiety ruled my life for the first 30 years. I was ashamed of it. I was afraid of other people finding out how much I struggled. I could barely speak to people I didn't know. I avoided social situations, public speaking, or anywhere with crowds. I would never have imagined that doing this podcast or doing the job that I do was possible. And I still experience anxiety, but mindfulness has allowed me to accept it and reduce the harm that I experience. And if it helped me, then it might help you too. I am an evangelist about mindfulness because I want you to be able to let go of your suffering as well. And the last thing I would say, especially if this is the first episode that you're listening to, is give mindfulness a chance. You've got absolutely nothing to lose and the whole world to gain. I said that practicing a little every day for a few weeks will make a noticeable difference. practicing for a year will transform your life, your relationships, how you view yourself, your perspective on the world. Bear in mind that we're trained through modern life to expect immediate payoff and instant gratification, but mindfulness will require you to be patient. I've heard lots of people say, well, I tried it and it didn't work after trying to meditate on their own for 5 minutes once. You've got to give it time, meditate with other people, and be patient with yourself. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a guided meditation. Our old friend, Calm Ease. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, I'll start with three sounds of the bell, and we'll do the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing your awareness on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just taking a moment to enjoy the stability of your posture. And you might choose to allow a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings, and as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just listening to each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave. And gently, and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I calm my body and my mind. Breathing out, I ease everything. Calm, ease. breathing in, I smile. Nothing is as important as my peace. Breathing out, I release, I let go. Smiling, releasing. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. as we reach the end of the guided meditation, we're going to take a few moments just to notice any changes, firstly in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort that have developed, and just taking a moment to stretch those areas. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day and your interactions with other people. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, a couple of quick announcements. I've been getting some really lovely emails from you, so thanks to Max, Yana, Annalise, and other people. It's great to hear from you, so do get in touch. The email address is in the description. I've been quietly running a blog. I don't think I've actually mentioned it here or put the link in the description, but it is now in the description. It'd be a hugely kind act, and I'd be really grateful if you could share the podcast or the blog on your social media. The blog is essentially a transcript of the talky bit at the start of each episode, and you never know who you might be helping to find a practice. It might be somebody suffering in silence or somebody you would never dream that would get into meditation. So share the practice and you might be surprised. And then finally, on Patreon, you can access the recent seminar that I did in Stress, some sleep meditations that I've put on there. I'm also going to be adding more content. You'd really be helping if you became a patron. And I'm really grateful for everybody who's supporting, especially Susie, who became a patron this week. So I'll be creating a loving kindness meditation, wishing Susie, the other patrons, a couple of people who write to me, and all of you, peace, happiness, and freedom from suffering. I'll be doing that each month. So if you become a patron, then you can let me know if there's anything particular you want to add to the loving kindness for you in particular. So the first one will be published today on Patreon. So if you join, you can become you can get access to that, and you can also ask what you would like your loving kindness meditation to be about. And may you all be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana will you, and I'll see you next time. I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been